Welcome back, everybody, to our Let's Talk Green County program here on the Raccoon Valley Radio Network, brought to you today by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant. This is Coltrane Carlson, and our guest today is our Jefferson Matters Executive Director, Matt Wietrich, joining us now. So thank you very much, Matt, for coming back on.
Great to be back. Thanks so much, Coltrane.
You had a busy, wonderful couple of days this past weekend. Started off last Friday with a wonderful trip down to Des Moines for the Main Street Iowa Awards.
Yes, about 30 folks from here. We had the second biggest contingency. They were pretty proud of that, though. So this is an event that happens downtown at the Iowa Event Center. And all the Main Street communities in Iowa, which there's about 50 right now, are on hand. They had close to 500 folks in attendance. It just worked out within the program that we happened to be on stage three times in a row. So they acknowledge the Leadership Awards, which you can do, which is a non-competitive award. And we nominated our downtown watering crew, we called them. They are the ones up and at them very early throughout the spring and summer, taking care of all the flowers and planters downtown and getting them watered and fertilized and cleaned up. And they do a ton of work, and most people don't even see them because they're out early. So we are happy to have a few folks from that group come and walk across the stage and be recognized. And then the next category that came up happened to be one of the ones that we won, which was the Housing Development Award. So it is kind of a housing project, just showing how you've done innovative things to take either an old space and make it a living space, or take old living quarters and major renovations and bringing them back to life. So really proud of Amanda and Natty Bills and their project over at the Pub Loft. They're calling it Above the Old Ace, which will be above the soon-to-be Public House restaurant. Hopefully by the end of the year, we're shooting for, I think. Worked with developer Chris Deal and helped to do a lot of bringing in a lot of, you know, outside dollars, funds, grant funds, and those types, and tax credits and that kind of stuff. So really getting creative on how to make that happen. We're really proud of them, excited for them. And then the very next category, they kind of joked, the announcer did, is like, well, we're just, for the next category, we're just going to move across the square in Jefferson. Because it was Art on the Fly on the west side of the square, and that building won for total facade renovation. So front, back, and side of the building there, including the alley, and they included Imagination Alley in that win as well, because that was a big part of what, you know, that entire facade was about. And so we had the building owner, Jolene Peters, and some her contractor, and then some of the Tower View team that are part of the Imagination Alley project, all come and join us on stage. And I got a nice, fun trophy for that. Very fun, and a great evening there. So, yeah.
And another thing that all culminated in that same arena, along with your ABC award winner and the Forces Under 40 getting recognized as well, all kind of came together in this past Sunday at your community appreciation night.
It was a really fun event. We had a nice turnout out at the high school for the community appreciation event. And really neat to be able to bring our four forces under 40 up on stage and recognize them and have some nice things to say about them in front of their peers in the community. And again, that was Emily Dyer and Kelly Gray and Emily Roner and Dan Roner. And everyone was very excited to celebrate them as well, recognizing how much they do, and nice to be able to give that shout out for them. And then, you know, this was the first year that we announced the ABC winner early. And so we're kind of starting a new tradition, as we mentioned at the event. One of the things is that it gives the winner a chance to put together a little speech, you know. And boy, did Deb McGinn just crush it, which is what you expect out of this caliber of person that ends up being selected for this prestigious recognition, is that they would use that platform to have an inspiring speech. And the few that I've seen in the past are also really good, just off the cuff, being totally surprised. But Deb's was really well done, very polished and very inspiring. She's, you know, had a chance to go through it and just really was awesome. And I think underscored one of the reasons we wanted to do this early announcement part of it. And I am really appreciative that she really, really just knocked that out of the park for us. That was awesome.
Now, one thing that she was also part of, but gave some really good creativity to, is the Tower View team taking over the Imagination Alley, and with a lot of work being put into that alley space alone by several different people, a lot of things always having to come together to make a project like that happen. The big grand opening, quote unquote, with ribbon cutting is coming up here rather soon.
Yeah, May 10th. We're going to kind of tie that into related to market a little bit, because we started a new thing last year, the Starting Block Party, which we also had an Imagination Alley and kind of got to talk about the progress and meet the artist in. So now we're going to do it's done and this ribbon cutting, same time, the night before market to market, which is May 10th. So it's 5 to 7 in Imagination Alley, and then we'll actually do a ribbon cutting at 5:30. So come down and be a part of that. I know there's going to be some food and drinks. A shuffle couple will be there. It's going to be a whole thing. You can learn how to use the AR, the augmented reality, on your phone and watch parts of the mural anime on your phone. It's pretty wild. So anyway, mark your calendars for that and come down and celebrate.
Not to be outdone by that, but there's a free birding event happening tomorrow.
Oh yeah,
somebody's leading.
I kind of know the guy that. Yeah, I'm really excited. This has been an annual thing now that we've led a trip out to Greene County's biggest and best wetland habitat. There's a few good ones around the county, but in my opinion, Dunbar Slough is I mean, I'd say it's top 10 destination of the state. But we're going to be meeting in Scranton at 8 o'clock. Yeah, meet us at the Scranton Casey's at 8 o'clock, and we'll carpool over to Dunbar Slough from there. I went out and did a little scouting earlier this week and in the evening, and spent a couple hours and had about 50 species, 50. So there's a lot of birds around right now, a lot of diversity. Everyone's welcome. We'll have some binoculars and spotting scopes, and we'll show you some fun birds. Kids are welcome too, and we'll probably go a few hours, maybe till noon, but you can peel off anytime. So join us.
Finally, I know you kicked it off last week, and you've got a slew of them coming up here rather rapid fire style with your Java and Juices.
Yeah, this morning's Java and Juice, if you're listening now, is going to be at Regency Park. Starts at 9:30. Hope you can stop over. They always have good food. I heard at last week's Java and Juice, they were talking about how good of food they're going to also have, because ISU Extension, as expected, killed it on breakfast.
Yep.
Always delicious. I was excited about that. And so Regency Park was there, and they said, all right, well, we're going to have some pretty good breakfast too. So I'm excited about that. Maybe breakfast burritos, I think they even mentioned.
That was on the menu, yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, so see you out there. Yeah, and then it'll be we'll talk next week, but there's 5 following Fridays also. So we've got a streak of 7 going here for Java and Juice.
And again, just remind us, how easy is it for a host business or organization to schedule one of those bad boys?
Yeah, it's pretty simple. You can just give our office a call at 386-2155, or just look up Thomas Jefferson Gardens on the Google machine. Mm-hmm. You can find us over there. But yeah, just give us a call or shoot me an email, and that is director@jeffersonmatters.org. And we'll find a Friday that's open and put you in there.
All right. Well, that's our guest for today's Let's Talk Greene County program, here with our Jefferson Matters Executive Director, Matt Wietrich, and our birdie extraordinaire joining us here for our Let's Talk Greene County program. So thanks again, Matt, for coming on.
Thanks. It's been a real hoot, Coltrane.
Today's Let's Talk Greene County program is brought to you by Jefferson A&W Family Restaurant on North Elm in Jefferson. Enjoy that delicious A&W All-American food 7 days a week, and they're open daily at 10:30 a.m. We'll be right back with more here on the Raccoon Valley E-Radio Network.